too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and our special guest this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. So rather than have a prolonged introduction, let's just let Joel pick up the story and cover what he has actually written about in this week's World Affairs Brief. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's nice to be of assistance to you today.
Well, tell us what we're going to be covering today.
Well, the big story is this very, very strange anomaly, the sudden surge in endorsements for John McCain. Now, here's a person who had a moribund campaign. He was out of money, pushing a pro-Bush warmongering agenda, which just wasn't going anywhere, low in the polls, and suddenly, not just one newspaper, but half a dozen newspapers unanimously, and no other newspapers come out with any other endorsement of any other candidate. This is just extremely telling. With a field so spread across the field, and with the establishment pushing Giuliani, why would suddenly all these establishment newspapers push McCain?
Or maybe somebody put in some telephone calls and said, you know, puff McCain.
Well, there's a reason for this, I believe, and that's the story I'm analyzing this week in the World Affairs Brief, which will come out in a few hours to my subscribers. Even Henry Kissinger chimed in today with an endorsement of McCain. Now, that's very telling.
Right.
You know, up until last week, for example, the Des Moines Register, which, of course, is the influences a lot of votes there in Iowa, the very first primary, their editorial board was negative on McCain and Clinton. The three ladies on the editorial board had a one-on-one with Clinton, and she was so dismissive and arrogant and high-minded and short with them that they came away just offended and weren't about to endorse Hillary Clinton. And something turned them all around this week. Came out endorsing McCain and Clinton, as well as you know, the Hartford Courant, the Boston Globe, which is a major newspaper. You know, influencing the New Hampshire thing. Anyway, there's I'll have a list later on in the program of all those that endorse Clinton. But this is very, very strange that, you know, it'd be one thing if two out of six endorsed McCain, and there was a McCain, you know, a Giuliani endorsement and a Romney endorsement, but 100% for McCain when they haven't been talking about McCain. McCain hasn't been in the news. This is just too much. This is a clear sign of media manipulation, and we're watching it from a front row seat.
And, of course, the thing is that McCain's whole candidacy is out of money. There is no groundswell of support for McCain. You don't see people going around, you know, in individual towns, you know, holding up a vote for McCain posters. I mean, he has very little support and literally no money. So why suddenly would Henry Kissinger and the establishment back John McCain? Of all the candidates, he would be the most unlikely one. I could see Romney or certainly Giuliani, but McCain?
Well, you know, as background, last week they were, and the week before, they were pushing Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. And, of course, they were touting his Christian credentials, which the media, of course, really don't respect, but they were using it in an effort to dampen the robust lead that Mitt Romney had in Iowa and New Hampshire. And in contrast, of course, there was hardly a word about the real surge in popular support for Congressman Ron Paul, except for their begrudging acknowledgement of his $6 million fundraising day on December 16th. But nobody claims that there's a groundswell of support for Ron Paul, when of course his support numbers are much higher than Huckabee's. But here's what's going on, in my opinion. It's not just a linear thing. It's not that the establishment was for Huckabee one day, for Giuliani another, and now they're for McCain. It's much more complex than that. First of all, they have three things they're working with simultaneously. First of all, they need to get one of their own globalist insiders into the Republican nomination. They intend another Republican to win, believe it or not, even though the Republicans are really low in the polls because of Bush and his warring agenda. But they are planning another world war in the next 8 years, and they need an FDR type to keep the American people in an unthinking patriotic mode during this war. There will be a great cover-up necessary, just as there was at the beginning of World War II, to cover up FDR's inducing of Japan to strike us and then withholding intelligence from Pearl Harbor so that it could be destroyed. A treasonous act. There will be such a treasonous act leading to World War III. Our own leaders are inducing the attack, giving arms and technology to Russia and China to be able to pull this attack off, and then will claim that they knew nothing about it. So they do need more than just a puppet. They need a real FDR type who can sway people and keep them in a World War II type patriotic mode. Second, they have to maneuver a scary Democrat into that party's nomination in order to drive the anyone but Hillary crowd back to the Republicans. Otherwise, Republicans, of course, really can't reelect anyone. And, it's, you might ask, well, sure, they control Hillary as well, so why can't they do with the Democrat novice? Well, they can. But it's a little bit harder to get the rest of the nation to go along with a Democratic president because all the conservatives are now resistant. If you're going to snooker the conservatives into supporting another globalist war, you've got to have a Republican in office. And that's why I believe that they are maneuvering hard to boost Hillary because of the negative reaction which she will engender to boost the chances of the nation going back to a Republican when they are right now intent on trying to pick someone else. And third, of course, they need to sandbag the campaign of any challengers who aren't controlled and keep them from challenging their globalist favorites. Most of this is done, first and foremost, by denying the major media coverage. And so when the mainstream media starts to give coverage, as they did to Huckabee in the last 2 weeks and now to McCain, you know that they have or they see an advantage in pushing who they push forward. And that's what I'm trying to analyze in my briefs. For example, the sudden media push for Huckabee was not, I believe, because the powers that be really wanted him to ultimately win. He would be more like the Jimmy Carter on the Republican side. Probably not a knowing conspirator, but somebody who's, a soft thinker who has too much positive trust in government, who will nod his head about what his advisors tell him. They need somebody stronger.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Scouse.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
It's definitely that time of year again. And if your holiday travel plans include a trip over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, or perhaps that island getaway for just the two of you, may we suggest www.gogoldentravel.com for all of your holiday travel plans. Book your flight, your car, your hotel, and a few extras on www.gogoldentravel.com. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. And Joel is talking about this recent endorsement by a number of key newspapers, key as far as the upcoming Iowa caucus and the vote in New Hampshire endorsing John McCain, and trying to analyze why they would be, of all people, endorsing John McCain when last week the establishment was backing Huckabee. And incidentally, the lead article in Foreign Affairs for January and February will be written by none other than former Governor Huckabee. So you pick up the story there, Joel.
Well, as I was saying, the media push for Huckabee was not, in my opinion, because they really wanted him to win. They're using him essentially to distort and divert the right-wing portion of the Republicans, the traditional Christian conservatives, who are traditionally anti-Giuliani. They're pro-life voters. They don't want them gravitating towards Romney or Ron Paul. And so they're boosting Huckabee, in other words, as a diversion method to split. And how should I say, one of the purposes when they're preparing for a convention is to make sure that there's a lot of division. When you can't get a clear majority, what you start is, for the one that you want, you start dividing the opposition among many smaller candidates so no one of them has the power to win. And then you slowly bring one up so that in order for them to have any sense of winning at a convention, they have to get on the bandwagon of someone else, having been convinced that they can't get other people to switch to their side. And so slowly but surely, for example, Tom Tancredo bowed out last night. And Tom Tancredo has been, very strong on immigration. He's been part of the club of 12 conservatives in Congress surrounding Ron Paul's leadership that have tried to stop a lot of government things. But rather than endorse Ron Paul, he endorsed Mitt Romney, which I was very disappointed in because he had a chance there to use his influence. Mitt Romney is pretending to be tough on immigration, but since he's trying to emulate Bush, I don't anticipate that he's going to be honest in that through if he became president. Ron Paul would be consistent in terms of being, stopping illegal immigration. Yet, Tom Tancredo, lost a great opportunity to boost the candidacy of Ron Paul with a major endorsement of someone who was bowing out of the race. But this is typical of what happens when, whoever is advising Huckabee and, he went and met with, I'm sorry, not Huckabee, but Tancredo, he went and met with Romney. He didn't meet with Ron Paul, trying to ascertain where would be the best place to throw his support to. So I'm just trying to point out here that the powers that be are being quite successful in splitting up the conservative Christian side, and this is setting the stage for getting in their preferred globalist candidate, which is going to be Giuliani first. And if Giuliani can't be sold to the rest of the people at the convention, that, in my opinion, is the reason they're boosting McCain. They're trying to get him into the second slot so that any faltering of Giuliani, which is a very real possibility, will accrue to McCain and not to Romney. Now, that's the strategy, I think, that we're seeing here. It's not just that, it's not as simplistic as they want McCain to win. They don't, I believe. They want Giuliani. Even though McCain is, in my estimation, a closet insider, he's not quite in the camp. I mean, he's had his evil compromises as well, but nothing like Giuliani. I mean, Giuliani is like a mafia kingpin. This guy is extremely corrupt. He associates with and surrounds himself with corruption. Anything that McCain is guilty of in corruption, which is significant, is about 10 times worse with Giuliani. And so just as Giuliani had no qualms about recommending a corrupt Bernie Kerik to be head of Homeland Security, neither do the globalists who run the Bush administration have no qualms about putting in a corrupt politician like Giuliani as president of the United States. Now, you know, I'm concentrating right now in this brief on the third part, that is, of those that would challenge the establishment candidates and those that they would prefer to deny media coverage to as the primary tactic. But you see, denying media coverage doesn't always work. There are two exceptions here. Number one is wealth can buy your way around media denial of coverage, because you can simply buy your spots on television rather than wait for people to do things. And that's what Romney's doing. He's got two things going for him. He's got money and he's got charisma. And so he cannot be denied that he's going to be a top candidate, even if the establishment doesn't want him. Ronald Reagan had charisma and a fair amount of money as well, though it wasn't his own personal wealth that he was throwing into the campaign. As governor of California, he had developed quite a bit of conservative following, even though his record as governor of California was rather mixed. In terms of, he already established the principles of compromise with liberals in order to get ahead, that the liberals were able to take advantage of and control Reagan when he was in the White House. Romney's been fairly independent. His weakness, even though he has basic conservative values, is that he is too ambitious. He wants to be elected so badly that as a businessman, he knows how to get the advisors who can promise us the greatest success. Unfortunately, great success in today's corrupt voters is promising them benefits and kowtowing to large, powerful special interests such as the left, the liberals, and even the homosexuals. And Romney unwisely did that in order to gain election in his home state of Massachusetts. He would have been better off with his funds to move to a more conservative state, establish a reputation so that he wouldn't have to make any compromises. But you see, he has established a habit pattern of being able to compromise in order to stay in office in constituencies that are hostile to his base point of view. And that's not a good, that doesn't make me comfortable as a constitutional conservative, and I know it doesn't you either. That's why, you know, the other exception to getting around the media denial is, as Ron Paul's using, he's dominating the alternative internet media so effectively, and that's what his base of support is. The establishment doesn't like that. That's why they're trying not to give any more credibility to Ron Paul than they have to, even in their polling. You know, the establishment pollsters don't poll on the internet. They want to poll through landlines, because increasingly people who still have landlines are the same kind of people who are locked to their television sets and therefore hostage to the establishment media point of view, and they can be manipulated not only by the way that you describe the poll question to them, but by the fact that they get all their news from more or less the mainstream media. And, of course, last week's airwaves were full of hype about Huckabee and his surge, and this is how it happens. This causes a certain percentage of target people to jump on the Huckabee bandwagon. Then when Huckabee's name is added to telephone polls, and I mean added to, because usually they in the beginning they would say, when they were telling them, which one would you vote for if the election were held today, Giuliani, McCain, or Romney, and that's the only three choices they got. Now they add Huckabee, and suddenly there's a certain percentage that's going to pick Huckabee, just because they've heard his name on television recently, and they don't like Giuliani or McCain. They may know nothing about him, but his poll numbers rise. And if people started to add Ron Paul's name to the list of actual choices, his numbers would rise, too, by a certain predictable percentage. And this, in turn, generates yet more stories and higher polling numbers, as you say on the news, that someone is having a surge. Lots of people like to get on bandwagons. They like to, say they're voting for somebody that a lot of other people are voting on, so they don't have to explain why they're doing it. I mean, those of us who say we're for Ron Paul, a lot of people will say, well, I've never heard of Ron Paul, and so we've got to sit there and explain to people why Ron Paul is great, why he supports the Constitution, and why he really make a change in government. And most people aren't comfortable with having to defend their political positions like that. Now, all they have to do when Huckabee's done his job of watering down the candidacy of Romney and Paul, then all they've got to do is start to stop promote him, stop running stories about his surge, let people let him drift into oblivion, and they can even run a few stories about his problem record as Arkansas governor, which are many. Of course, the death knell in any candidacy is to mention on the news that so-and-so is dropping in the polls, as they did to McCain, and it's because he really was dropping, and now that's being reversed. Any comments you have, Dr. Stan, at this?
No, I'm just enjoying what you have to say, and I'm agreeing with everything that you're saying. I think it should be so obvious to any thinking individual that the media is controlled, and they manipulate our reality, and certainly the last thing they want is Ron Paul. The last thing they want is somebody who believes in the Constitution, wants to get us out of this no-win war over in Iraq, certainly wants to do away with the income tax, which we don't need, and certainly wants to do away with the Federal Reserve Board, which has destroyed the value of our currency and certainly will lead us into financial oblivion if we don't get rid of them.
Well, when you look at candidates like Ron Paul, Tom Tancredo, Duncan Hunter, and Dennis Kucinich. Dennis Kucinich, of course, is the only fairly honest Democrat candidate who's truly anti-war and really shows signs that he would try to make some changes. And, of course, his candidacy isn't going anywhere. But, that's what the media does to make sure that they don't go anywhere. When they do get a mention, their comments are always joined with negative taglines like, he's a long shot candidate, or he's a dark horse, or so and so is running even though he can't win, those kinds of quotes.
Sure.
And so it's very, very difficult. But only Ron Paul has been able to generate the internet fire. And none of those other candidates have. It's interesting that several other candidates are trying to do a money bomb, one-day fundraising thing like Ron Paul has successfully done twice, and it remains to be seen. I'm glad that some other people are trying it. We're going to see if other people can generate anything close to what Ron Paul does on the Internet, and I don't think they'll be able to.
I don't think so either, and I think that the thing is that there is real enthusiasm among even many young liberal people for Ron Paul. They may not agree with him on everything, but his anti-war message is ringing with them, and they realize that Ron Paul is the only candidate who wants to get us out of the quicksand and the quagmire of Iraq. And, all across the country, there are more and more young people and people really concerned about Paul's candidacy. If he was getting a fair shake in the media, he would be at the top of the list. But unfortunately, there is an establishment. They control the media. And ultimately, then, they control what most people think. All we can do is utilize what facilities we have through radio and the Internet to try to reach, the general population. But I think that many people may be surprised at how well Ron Paul does do.
Well, I certainly think, the media is really worried that Ron Paul will break out of the single digits into the double digits, 10, maybe 15%, and that's going to make him a viable candidate. They'll try to downplay it, but if they're rating him at only at 2-4% and he comes in above 10%, then we'll know that there is a great disparity between their telephone polling numbers and what's real. Ron Paul has been, they've tried to suppress their mention that he has been getting some mentions here and there, especially on cable channel news. And the one anomaly, of course, is the mainstream coverage this week by Glenn Beck on his CNN program, dedicating an hour interview to Ron Paul. But this was really only done in response to, you know, Beck receiving a great deal of criticism from Ron Paul's supporters for his attacks on Paul, calling him an extremist, or at least his supporters an extremist, implying that they were potential domestic terrorists. And Beck was also, you know, running up against his major contradiction, supporting the Constitution and not supporting the one candidate who really supports the Constitution.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment with Joel Shouse.
Discover Magnetic Hair Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magnetic Hair Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticcare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Shouse. And before we go on, Joel, will you tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief?
Yes, the World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. Welcome all your listeners to go there. There's a posting of all the major news stories every day, throughout the day, by my researchers, and so you get pre-screened what are the best of the conventional news stories, and then I analyze what they don't even tell you, and especially what is omitted every Friday when I do an analysis of the week's news, such as we're doing today. And you won't get this kind of analysis on any other place that I know of, except perhaps your show, Dr. Stan, and so I think it's extremely valuable. There is a modest subscription fee for the World Affairs Brief, And they could subscribe by clicking on that button on the website. If they want a one-time free sample of the World Affairs Brief, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to send them one. If they email me today, they'll get a copy of today's brief or the one that's currently on the front page. They can get that, too, if they email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com.
And I would certainly echo what Joel has said. I think this is an excellent source of information. I always look forward to the weekly brief. And also, I go every single day to World Affairs Brief up there on the Internet, because it gives you articles that from all across America. You don't have to go to half a dozen different websites to try to track down stories. They're there. They're summarized. And some of them I want to pull down. Some of them I don't. Many of them I pull down and actually copy and file away. You'll get the important information that you need off there on a daily basis, the information you're not going to get through the controlled media. Well, let's go on with your analysis of the upcoming election, Joel.
Thank you, Dr. Chen. I'm analyzing Glenn Beck's interview of Ron Paul. A lot of Ron Paul's supporters felt this was wonderful. I have kind of mixed feelings about it. You know, while Beck did give Paul a fair amount of time to explain his position, Glenn Beck, as usual, does most of the talking. He wasted a lot of prime time poisoning the interview with ridiculous charges by inference, meaning, you know, he's talking about your supporters, this and that, and I've got all these death threats against me. I have to hire security guards and wear a bulletproof vest because of your supporters. You know, that's just so over the top, so uncareful, so unthought out. Beck doesn't seem to have the... you know, I hate to say the intelligence to, but the wisdom to realize that writing death threats is a common tactic by agent provocateurs to discredit someone like Ron Paul, to make his people look radical. Even if some of those were legitimate Ron Paul's supporters, I think Beck needs to realize, and Ron Paul actually should have mentioned, that this really is more not an exemplary representation of his supporters, rather than the degree of frustration that so many people have in the United States by being denied any voice in government by the manipulation that's been going on, and the fact that regardless of what political party the people elect, change never comes. There's always a reasonable sounding excuse why they can't go ahead and get out of Iraq, why they have to go into Iran. They've always got excuses to explain things away, but change never comes unless it comes through someone as Ron Paul. And so we know that all types who are frustrated are going to support Ron Paul. But there are also, I'm convinced, some agent provocateurs out there, just as I noticed when I watch news coverage of Ku Klux Klan rallies now, and you'll see these people don't have southern accents. These are northern infiltrators going into Ku Klux Klan and making them radical. I mean, I think the organization would be dead if it were not for agent provocateurs in there. And it's the same thing with a lot of these neo-Nazi groups. They're full of FBI and other, well, they call them informers, but they're actually trained provocateurs who do much more than inform. I'm talking about Muslim websites, Muslim organizations. They go in and infiltrate, and they try to induce, incite, provoke, get them to be radicalized, and then they prosecute them. And this is just as unjust as it can be. There's a lot of frustrated people of a lower class mentality that could be induced to do many things that they would never do if they were left to their own devices. So I'm very much against this kind of tactic by the administration. And Beck ought to be smart enough to realize that that can be going on as well here. Now, of course, he couldn't contain himself as well to go on his usual rant about Muslim rage in America and about his favorite bashing topic of 9/11 conspiracy theories. His introductory comments about conspiracy and 9/11 were so prejudicial to the issues by citing extreme examples that have little basis in fact, but don't, I mean, there's little wonder that Ron Paul all could only claim ignorance about such claims and say, I want nothing to do with them. And Paul, of course, on the Muslim threat, which Beck was also over the top, you know, he always cites these pictures of the 100 radical Muslims running around in New York City in a demonstration with death to Americans and other things, and citing that as that means that all Muslims are like that and that they are inevitably going to try to take over the United States and destroy us. And Ron Paul correctly pointed out that Beck was exaggerating. 100 people don't necessarily represent all of Islam. And even if there were thousands of radicals out there, a lot of those thousands have been radicalized because of U.S. foreign policy. And, we need to try pulling back from antagonizing the Muslim world to see if those things would calm down. And Ron Paul, of course, is correct. Now, I obviously think that evil will always incite evil against this country. We will always be threatened. But there is a difference between having manageable threats that we can handle with appropriate deterrence and self-defense and running around instigating aggression against the world and causing the whole world to rise up against us. And I see that as a globalist agenda of running around instigating aggression against the world and trying to induce a massive retaliation. And through that war and through those conflicts, they, of course, are achieving changes in American structural and legal systems that they would never be otherwise been able to do. Now, I myself have been getting a fair amount of criticism from supporters of Glenn Beck because of my criticism of him. I will admit that my opinion of Beck has been modified lately because he's taken a strong stand on the Constitution. But it's in a rather unthinking way. You know, it's one thing to beat the drums about the Founding Fathers and the Constitution, and another to be able to see that the major threat to the Constitution is not, part of it is the lack of people's understanding of the Constitution, but law is very complex today. There's, most law, 90% of law is extra-constitutional. It has its followings, it has its supporters, it has its great constituencies. It's just not that simple. You have to beat the drums in favor of the general restrictions of the Constitution and not have specific answers to the legal problems that involve.
We're going to be back in just a moment for the last segment here with Joel Scout.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, and with us is Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief, and we'll wrap up the program in this segment. Go ahead, Joel.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. What I was basically saying is that, you know, I have been pleased that Glenn Beck has decided to champion the Constitution, but when you also champion the neocon agenda by pushing to excess the Islamo-fascist threat, which is more manufactured by neocons than real, and you push vociferously your attack on anyone who believes that there was a conspiracy involving 9/11, you support the globalists, you support those that conspired to create a false terrorist event in 9/11, because there's significant, powerful evidence that the government was involved. There is powerful conspiracy fact that there has been numerous cover-ups concerning the evidence of 9/11. I mean, even though none of us who believe that the government was involved in a conspiracy here can prove absolutely with people saying, yes, we did it. We've yet to have any of the people who loaded any explosives in the towers come through and admit guilt. That, too, will come someday, just as JFK assassination people in the mafia and who worked also for the CIA got their orders from the CIA, had not come forward and said, yeah, the government did it. We got orders from the CIA. And, of course, you never hear that on the news anymore because it's so many years after the fact. But nevertheless, there is a great deal of fact and predominance of evidence pointing to those facts. And it's just untenable to continue to maintain that our government was totally innocent, that it was only ignorance. It is true that there are various supporters of Ron Paul that were disappointed that he seemed so totally uninformed that he could not say anything but express shock and surprise. But knowing Ron Paul as I do, it's probably not something that he has spent a lot of time in, being a busy congressman. So I don't know about that, but I do know that he's an honest man. I know that if I got a couple of hours to sit down with him, I could change that opinion. Not that I would ever recommend that he, you know, take the position openly, as I do, that government was directly involved and planned this, but at least he could have said, at least with additional preparation, he could have said, you know, Glenn, I'm not going to say that there wasn't any conspiracy. You know, I don't know all of the facts, but I think it needs additional investigation. Certainly he could say there is sufficient evidence that there was a considerable amount of cover-up in the 9/11 Commission that points suspicion as to why our own government is trying to withhold evidence and cover things up, and that needs further investigation. Now, if he would have said something like that, he could not have been labeled a conspiracy theorist, but he certainly would have not offended the side of so many millions in the United States who really do suspect that our government had something to do with it. He would not have offended those people. And yet he could have had a great influencing and being able, I mean, Glenn Beck would have gone into apoplexy and said, oh, you know, I want a straight up or down answer. I said, I'm not going to give you a straight up and down answer. This is too complex to take a 10-second soundbite over an issue that is filled with doubt and needs more investigation. And I would call for a really, truly independent investigation where I would seat on that panel many of the critics of the 9/11 report. Now, that's how I would have answered that question. But, you know, Ron is doing the best that he can. And once again, I have confidence, as well as millions of his supporters, in the fact of his inherent honesty, and that you can get this person to acknowledge truth. And when Ron Paul has been wrong before, you said, you know, I was mistaken and I've changed or modified my opinion about it. He's absolutely, to him, more important the allegiance to truth than even to his own ego or his past record. There's very few politicians we can say that about.
No, I think we're lucky to have him running for the presidency, and I just hope everybody out there is praying for his protection, because I believe he's a target. I believe that if it looked like he was going to win, why, there might very well be an attempt on his life. we're dealing with vicious people who have no moral basis at all. They intend to continue their control of this country, no matter what expense. And the only thing I think that will preserve Ron Paul is the prayers of millions of Americans. And I do hope people are praying for him.
Well, I certainly agree with that. You know, the big reason, of course, for the manufacturing of John McCain's candidacy, or the resurging artificially of his candidacy, is because Giuliani's in trouble. The L.A. News summarized the problems. He said the reasons for Giuliani's dip in the polls vary. Partly, he has suffered a run of unwelcome publicity. Well, you know, that's a real euphemistic way to say that. Basically, his huge corruption is coming to light. His business deals, which have been extremely corrupt, including dealing with the Saudi and other Arab governments and taking their money, you know, has come under intense scrutiny. His former police commissioner, Bernie Kerik, who he defended even after the charges of corruption came out and he was removed as a candidate for the head of Homeland Security, he still hired him back and protected him, kept him on the payroll. Now been indicted on conspiracy, corruption, and tax fraud charges. There are stories about how he, as a mayor, provided tax-funded security for his mistress, who is now his wife, and, of course, including using all that security to conceal from the public the fact that he was having trysts with this mistress, and using publicly paid security to conceal that fact. I mean, this makes him absolutely ineligible to be president. In his speeches, of course, he and his advisors have downplayed it by saying that he's flawed, quoting him, if you're looking for a perfect man, you're not going to find it in me, nor in any candidate. You know, that's just like trying to say, well, nobody's better than I am either. Trying to infer that all candidates are as corrupt as Rudy is not going to fly with the core Republican base, you know, and of course, Pat Robinson played the fool by endorsing Giuliani. I don't know what makes that man tick, but any Christian who cannot sense that you've got a corrupt man in front of you and to go as far as endorsing him, really, this really took Robertson down in people's esteem rather than raise Giuliani up. So, as I say, I believe that McCain is being resurrected specifically to get into the number two slot so that if Giuliani slips, they can go to him rather than Romney or Ron Paul.
Well, thanks very much, Ron. Joel, have a wonderful Christmas. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And we'll be back in just a moment. Wrap.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom Good Sabbath.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and we have almost 60 outlets every week. We will be back on shortwave right after the first of the year. It's an expensive proposition, but we want to be able to provide shortwave for those of you who like to listen to our programs. We'll have the frequencies for you. We'll only be on 1 hour in the evening, but we'll be on two stations. Our afternoon program will be on WWCR, evening program, and WHRI. We should have excellent coverage. But we do this because we want people to hear. Our internet gives us an excellent coverage throughout the world. And we have just talked to a fellow yesterday in Romania who listens to our programs on a daily basis. We have the opportunity to reach the world with the truth. But we need your help to continue doing it. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do supplement our support. We have ready reserve foods, long-term foods storage. And if you have not yet made your preparations, believe me, food throughout the world is coming in short supply. The price of wheat is to $10 a bushel. Price of all sorts of food is rising. There are shortages developing. If you'd like to get an emergency food catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You need to know where you can get barrels to store water in, or pumps, or grinders. We've got some excellent things, which we don't usually mention. But, you know, how would you get by with your home if there was a nuclear, biological, or chemical attack? Well, we have a DVD called Sheltering in Place. How you would actually modify your home so you could stay there if there was some sort of an attack. Sheltering in Place, an excellent DVD. We carry a book called Nuclear War Survival Skills. That's Nuclear War Survival Skills, put out by the government initially, but it's well worthwhile having. Even tells you how to make a nuclear meter out of a tin can and other things that you'd have around your house. In fact, we even have a little kit that has all those things in it, but you need the book, Nuclear War Survival Skills. We have a book called Making the Best of Basics. What do you do when you go to the store and there's nothing there, and you've got to use wheat, or you've got to use some of the things that you have stored? How do you do it? How do you do it if you don't have a stove? Well, Making the Best of Basics is a great book. My wife loves it. I think you'll find it fascinating. So all of these things are available through Radio Liberty at 1-800-544-8927. We've got a great four-tape set or four-CD set on civil defense, how to begin making your preparations. That's civil defense. And so you're not going to find these things elsewhere. They're available from Radio Liberty. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We're entering extremely dangerous times. I think 2008 is going to be a terrible year financially. If you haven't seen my talk on the financial tsunami, it's available on DVD or video, and there's a syllabus. You got to get the syllabus. It will explain to you exactly what's happened and what you've got to do to protect yourself financially. 1-800-544-8927. And so, please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.